In serving their heavenly Lord, they would serve their earthly Lord all the better. In this second principle, the roles are reversed. The respect and honour we should give people are now not those which Christ would give, but those that Christ would get. Isn't this what Jesus meant about the ministry of love to the hungry and thirsty, the sick and the naked, the strangers and the prisoners? Inasmuch as you did it unto one of the least of these, you did it to me. This is the principle that we can apply to everything we do. It's possible to clean a room as if we were expecting a visit from Jesus Christ. It's possible to cook a meal as if we were Martha and Jesus were going to eat with us. It's possible to serve the student as if he were Christ. It's possible to write a letter as if Christ were going to read it. It's possible to visit a home as if Jesus lived there. Let me give you one or two other quick examples. There was a Methodist leader in Britain at the end of the 19th century named Samuel Chadwick, and he tells us of his conversion as a boy of 10. It was the Sunday school anniversary, and the visiting preacher happened to say something which struck this little boy. He said that if he were a shiner of shoes, he would be the best shiner of shoes in the village, because he would shine them as if Jesus Christ were going to wear them. That touched that little boy because it was his job at home to clean his father's shoes, and to him it was the most unpleasant job he was given to do. On Monday morning, he began to clean his father's shoes. He began with the rubber boots on the principle that it's best to get the worst over first. But when he'd finished, the preacher's words happened to come to his mind, and he looked at the boots that he'd cleaned. He asked himself whether they would look well on the feet of Jesus Christ. For an answer, he picked them up and cleaned them a second time. He reckons that's the most important thing he ever did in his life. He learned to do everything as unto the Lord. If I may say so, I think Mother Teresa is a wonderful modern example. I have visited her hospital in Calcutta. I wonder if you know what is written on the board where these Christians work. It is the motto of the Sisters of Charity and their Mother Teresa's own words. Let each sister see Jesus Christ in the person of the poor. The more repugnant the work or the person, the greater answer must be her faith and love in ministering to our Lord in this distressing disguise. I love that phrase. In this distressing disguise. And with Mother Teresa, this was customary. She once said to a visitor, "I see Christ in every person I touch, because he has said, 'I was hungry, thirsty, naked, sick.' It is as simple as that. Every time I give a piece of bread, I give it to him." Thus, the revolutionary principle I'm talking about is to introduce Christ at both ends of the relationship. On the one hand, we serve in the name of Christ as if we were Christ, and on the other, we serve for the sake of Christ, as if those we serve were Christ and we were serving him. Respect.